I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
We're just so happy that you joined us today. So let's talk about having some family fun in the kitchen, making some fun memories.
And we have a great recipe today that we are going to talk about, but we're not. Remember, listeners, we're not going to share it on the air because we want you to have plenty of time to copy it down or to access it another way. And another way would be to go to KJAN.com if you have a computer. Click on Programs at the top of the page, then click over on the left-hand side to our program name, Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and the recipe then will pop up. Another way to do it, if you don't have a computer, is to send a note or a letter to KJAN or give us a call out here, too, and we can send the recipe to you. I think for fall, the recipe that we're going to visit with today just sounds so glorious. I can just taste it already, LaVon.
Squash. And some people go, squash? I don't like squash. But you know what, Miss Nene? Squash is so versatile, whether we're talking about summer squash or winter squash. There's so many ways to use them. I think there must be at least one way that people would really enjoy.
Well, what is the difference between a summer squash and a winter squash? And why isn't there a fall squash and a spring squash?
Well, we probably could use fall and spring. But the summer squash, they're kind of done. They come on earlier. And they don't keep well. So we need to use the summer squash up and move on to the winter squash. And winter squash, now is the perfect time, or you've been seeing them at the market, in the stores, and they're just ready to harvest about August, late August, okay. September.
October. Is that the usual time? Because I know in our growing season this year, it's been altered because of the amount of moisture we've had and the cooler temperatures.
So, you know, you're always going to have some kind of variety there when they're harvested. But about, you know, fall. I guess they're close to fall.
Okay.
Even though they're called winter squash, it's kind of like it's close to fall. A couple of other differences is that the color. The outside color is usually lighter, although, you know, zucchini gets sort of dark. But for the most part, you're going to have darker colors both inside and out, especially inside.
Inside the flesh. Miss
Nene, when you cut those open, what color do you expect? Well, in the summer squash, it's going to probably be like a creamy, close to white.
Okay.
And when you talk about the winter squash, it's almost always going to be a gold, orange, deep yellow. Mm-hmm. And so that does make a difference in the nutritional value. They're both really good for you for different reasons.
Okay.
But for the winter squash, the vitamin A kind of just goes off the chart.
And we all need a good dose of vitamin A, too.
We do. We do. And I think another difference, when I think about how to use them,
yes,
I think of summer squash more with non-sweet things, although lots of people grate them up and put them in, like, breads and so on. So it can be. But when you just cut them, grill them, roast them, whatever you're doing, probably not so much sweet. Versus, I'm thinking when we talk winter squash, what do people think of? I think acorn squash is the number one thing that pops into their heads.
Okay.
And how do you fix that? Well, again, the number one way that I think people think of is cut it in half, fill it with butter and brown sugar.
And bake it.
And bake it,
yes.
Yeah.
That's how I grew up.
Yes.
Eating squash.
But there's so many other ways to prepare it. And again, it can go non-sweet. I have to mention grilling. Of course, I keep talking about grilling, Miss Nene.
I know, you love to grill
vegetables. It's just so good for everything. And so I use my most favorite olive oil with basil in it on my winter squash and grilled it. I thought it was delicious.
And how long did you keep it on the grill?
Well, it depends on how thick you slice the slices, of course. And you want it probably a medium temperature. But squash takes a little while to cook. So probably at least 10 to 15 minutes. Kind of have to experiment a little bit with that.
And then you turn it?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely turn it. And again, you have to kind of know your grill. You don't want it too hot or it's going to burn and you don't want it to burn. So again, then you can do that grilled or roasted or whatever way you want to cook it. You can make it sweet with the brown sugar, the honey, the maple syrup. Those are kind of things that people usually think of with the winter squash. Or not. You can go the other direction with other herbs and olive oil. So lots of opportunities. I just think about all the things we can do with squash. Just recently, on Mom's Tips, Charlene talked about a prize-winning recipe for pie. Now we're into your area.
All righty. Yes. What was it?
And they judged it. They thought it was a pumpkin pie.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong.
Got tricked.
Yes. It was squash.
Interesting.
Yes. So pretty much the same flavors and so on, mm-hmm. because they thought it was a really good pumpkin pie. And also, we're going to talk about soup a little bit, because mm-hmm. soup is another opportunity. You could put it in breads. You can just do almost anything with it. But as you mentioned, what can the kids do?
Yes. What can they do?
Often that stuff has to be mashed up, right? Cook it however you're going to roast it, steam it, grill it, whatever. If you're going to put it into another recipe, it probably needs to be mashed.
And so a good old-fashioned potato masher is what you use?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And just get that energy going there and getting that mashed up.
Well, I think the recipe that you want to share or talk about is just a delightful one for this season of the year. It's squash and apple soup. And, when I visualize the flavors of that, I think of this wonderful, creamy texture, golden color soup with the sweetness of an apple or the sweet tart of an apple that's combined in it. And I think it just sounds heavenly to me. And not only that, there's a sweet potato in it, so it's basically a fall-type recipe.
It is. And there's some onion in it, of course, which mm-hmm. Goes along with onions are pretty much available all the time. So, yes, just a great thing. Now, this isn't one of those speedy recipes. So many times we think we want something that's really quick and easy. Mm-hmm. Well, it's pretty easy, but it does take some time in terms of the preparation of cutting and slicing and mashing and so on. But I've served this at our past bed and breakfast when mm-hmm. we had guests, and I need that recipe.
Yeah, I bet. And is this gluten-free or vegan?
It could be. There's two ways you could change this. It does call for a tablespoon of flour. We could just substitute cornstarch as a little bit of thickening. It's not very much in there. Mm-hmm. So then it would be glucose-free, and there is no meat in it. It says that you can start with a chicken broth or vegetable broth. So simply use a vegetable broth, and you've got a vegetarian dish.
It's a great all-around recipe.
I
think we hope that you will look it up on the website or call us at KJAN and get it, because we think that you will certainly enjoy it. Can this be frozen? If you'd make this up ahead of time, you can freeze it.
Yes.
Okay.
And depending on your family size, it makes a pretty good batch. So unless you have a big crowd, you're probably not going to eat it all up at once. And you could refrigerate it for several days and have it again. Isn't that kind of the thing you like to do with soup?
Yes, I think. Well, and I think it seasons better and the flavors develop more. They get deeper and richer as they season. You know how I see this, LaVon? As a first course to a Thanksgiving meal. I think it'd just be super for that, if you serve your meal in courses. And if you don't, maybe you've had a very filling meal at noontime, and this would be an excellent soup to serve in the evening on that Thanksgiving weekend.
Or the next day when you're still full.
Oh, I could even see mixing some cranberry in with that.
And I think you could add some meat if somebody really wanted to make this a little bit heartier. You could certainly add some ground beef, some ham chunks. I mean, I think you could just vary this however you wanted to.
Great base.
And, Miss Needy, I know you're really good at experimenting, but we have to start somewhere.
Exactly.
With whatever your experience is. So starting with a basic recipe if you're a beginner, and then the next time around, you can do it a different way if you want to.
Exactly. Yes, you could vary the amount of squash you have in it. Maybe you want a little bit more apple flavor. Add a little more apple, or add maybe another variety of apple in addition to the one that you already put in to give it more flavor. Lots of variations.
Yes, and that's one of the really positive things about soup also, is that it's you can't go too far wrong, I think, by changing it, because they're just very versatile. Another thing I wanted to mention about squash, because people say, it takes too much work. And what they're thinking is, first of all, it's hard to cut sometimes, especially the winter squash, because that skin is not so tender.
You don't want your child to do that.
Yes. And the other thing is, if we're using mostly acorn squash, it's hard to peel. I mean, that shape is hard to peel.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple alternatives.
Okay.
The first one, to make it easier to cut, is to put it in the microwave for a couple of minutes.
Do you have to pierce it first?
That's probably a good idea, but it's not in there very long. And wash it. Rinse it first. We need to just run it under the water.
Always rinse off squash, any squash.
any pumpkin squash, whatever is grown outside, you need to rinse it off before okay. you use it. And, yeah, I know the other day when I did this, I did not pierce it. Sometimes it kind of comes up through where the stem is. But oh. just on the safe side, mm-hmm. if you want to stick it a couple times with a fork, no mm-hmm. problem. A couple minutes, and it'll just get a little bit softer and much easier to cut because they're kind of slippery buggers sometimes. So,
well, yeah. if there's fruit within that skin, this is certainly a good way to help you get I'm calling it the fruit, the right. meat of the squash right. out.
You bet. And also then choose your shape. If you want to peel it, butternut is lots easier to peel than acorn, and you can use them interchangeably. Mm-hmm. So we have just used up our time plus, and we're so happy you joined us.
Yes, and we, again, go to the KJAN website for the recipe or call us at KJAN. And remember, it's been our pleasure visiting with you. Fun in the kitchen does make for fond family memories.